Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and pick up with 2 Samuel 9 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay.
And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" He said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodebar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodebar. Yeah. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given unto thy master's son all that pertains to Saul and to all his house. Thou, therefore, and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Mm-hmm. Then said Ziba unto the king, "According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Michah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that audio reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see. We'll do a roll call.
Okay.
Well, let me greet everyone. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Brother Daniel, Brother Hubert.
I thought I had got out of here. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day we hadn't seen before. Thank you for waking me up, clothing my right mind. Thank you for the food you put on the table, clothes you put on our back, and the roof you took to cover our heads, oh Lord. We give thanks and honor to your name. Lord, we pray for the devastating storm that went up the East Coast Friday night, did a lot of destruction. We pray for those, Lord, who are in need of help right this moment. And, Lord, we hope something will be shared that we can take out throughout our week of your word, oh, Lord. We come to get your word, to get fed by your word, Lord, and for you to lead our path. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 And for attendance tonight, we have Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Sister Angela, Brother Hubert, Auntie Betty, Brother Daniel, and myself. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. And the song that Angela will play for you is called Believe for It by CeCe Winans. Amen.
Amen.
Power on. Harry. Connected.
They say this mountain can be moved. They say these chains will never break.
Hold on a second, guys. Internet, this one's blank.
But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is a way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, guys.
What you can do, there is power in your name. So much power in your name. Moving.
Connection here, Loretta. It's not, it's the churning.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Internet connection. Sorry.
Amen. Believe for it. Amen. Thank you for that recording, Angela. We'll go ahead and get started right into our program. I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming. I've starting at the 18th verse. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she had given birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Matthew 1. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Matthew also. I'm coming from Matthew's the 12th chapter, starting at the 46th verse, Jesus' mother and brothers. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. He replied to him, who is my mother and who is my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mothers and my brothers. For whosoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Matthew 12. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I would like to say good to hear everybody's voice. We made it through another week. It's the Lord's help, and hopefully we'll get through another one. And I love everyone. Amen. And I'm listening.
Amen. We love you back. Amen. Thank you for sharing that greeting and that quote of love. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group? I'm sorry. Someone else was talking? Okay, well, I'm headed on to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of Psalm 103. to let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good thing that he does for me. He forgives all of my sin. He heals all of my disease. He redeemed me from death and crowned me with love and tender mercy. He filled my life with good things. My youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 103. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deepest place of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of the pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms 95. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to be coming out of Isaiah 41:10. And the title of what I am sharing is called Spiritual Growth Occurs When Faith is Cultivated. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The last statement about upholding his hand with righteousness basically indicates the trust of the goodness of God. It is a promise that through every trouble, God is there with us, ensuring that we are becoming the people he wants us to be, with the wisdom, the experience, and our trust in him that will make us better and better servants of his kingdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing, Sister Angela, the book of Isaiah 41. Amen. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalm 6, 1 through 10. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who prays you from the grave? I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fell because of all of my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil. For the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accept my prayers. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalm 6. Okay, we have reached a part where we honor our, pray for our sick and shut-ins. And at this time, is there anyone we need to add or take off the list? Amen, amen to everyone. I'm sorry.
Loretta, pray for the Johnson family. Pray for the Johnson family. Gary lost his brother yesterday.
Johnson family.
Yeah.
Thank you for that update, Auntie.
Okay.
Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for all of your creation, especially for Brother Daniel, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, Mary Ann, Sylvia, Kamisha, Auntie Waleen, the Williams family, Brian, Trey, and all of Sister Angela grandkids, and Gerald and Joseph, and Hazel, Tangi, the Carolyn family, Sister Shirley and family, the Simmons family, Louise and family, Stephanie and family, and the Johnson family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but they stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we rest in you, knowing that you can restore health and increase their faith to give them comfort. Father God, we trust you. We trust your internal nature to be revealed in the bodies of the sick and shut-ins. And we ask that you bring peace and healing to all. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have birthdays, week of December 12th through the 18th.
All righty. On today, we have...
Her call dropped. Hopefully she'll be calling back in, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, she's the only one that keeps up with all the birthdays. So here she is. Hi, welcome back.
We're back. I just think we have an overall internet issue. Okay, today we have Candace Flappy. We have Teresa, that's the late Varner's daughter, Gentle Varner's daughter. And we also have my very own Brian Tompkins. And on the 12th. On the 13th, I show Napoleon. Is that correct, Auntie Carrie? Is she on here?
She's not on tonight.
Yeah, I think that's Napoleon's birthday on the 13th. Carl, which is Mr. Varner's son, on the 16th. I have little Daniel on the 18th. That's Daniel's son, Daniel Lowe II. And then I have Akira Kishia on the 19th. I'm not sure who that is.
You have Kira on the 19th.
19th, yeah, that's your Kira. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll write that on. I knew the name sounded familiar, but I didn't. Mama, the way Mama spelled it here, I wasn't sure whose child it was. Okay, are there? That's all that I have. Are there any other birthdays that I may have missed? Loretta?
Okay, all right. I was looking for my birthday list, but I am not being successful at this time. So I'm going to have Brother Hubert to do the birthday song for me, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. And many, many more. Thank you, Brother Hubert, for that beautiful birthday song. I did find my list, but I'll get it right next time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, all right. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our hearts. More Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And if you have something to share, or you could pass. And I will start out with Sister Shirley.
Yes. Christmas time is coming. Christmas is coming. The bells are ringing. Hope comes alive as music fills the air. Some say Christmas is for children, and I believe it's true. Can you hear the season calling to the child inside of you? Awaken from your slumber. Come see with younger eyes and be taken by the wonder that took the whole world by surprise. Christmas is coming. The bells are ringing. Hope comes alive as music fills the air. I hear the drumming. It won't be long now. Christmas is coming. Will you be there? Christmas is coming. Will you be there? They're dressing up the city in a brightly lighted gown. They're singing in the streets whenever Christmas comes to town. So let the spirit find you wherever you have been and bring you to the child who makes us children again. Amen.
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 Oh, that was beautiful, amen. Sister Shirley. You're going to have to share that again. Next time you're on, that was a beautiful poem. Thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have, I'm sorry.
I just said hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report. I was surprised my sister came to visit me today. Dot, Sarah, and what's your name? Superior?
Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't know they was in Augusta till they was already here.
All right.
Amen.
And they looked good to me.
All right.
Yeah, I was glad to see them. Thank you for them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Auntie Betty. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay,
but I did enjoy visiting my sister, hoping my sister for 30 minutes, and I enjoy every bit of it.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Auntie Dot. Next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, next I have Sister Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I have a praise report and also have a testimony. As I shared earlier, today was my son's birthday. And, you know, as they get older, I'm trying not to control their birthdays and be the one that spends all the time with them. So I'll be trying to wait and see what they're going to do. But after church, since I had them grandbabies, I figured, let me get them on home and take them back to them. But I decided to take them out to lunch, and we had a beautiful lunch together.
Amen.
So it was really nice. The kids were so excited that it was his birthday, that he get the same birthday to Daddy.
That was
really, really a nice experience. But I did want to share a little testimony from I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details, but you know how we just love our children. We want the best for them, and we don't want them to repeat the history of what we do. So I found myself yesterday so passionate about something that I'm going to do something different about it, you know. So I'm going to share this one little thing that just kind of dropped in my heart the other day. I remember a while back I ordered a pizza from Papa John, and they sent me a pizza, and it wasn't what I ordered, so I sent it back. They brought me another pizza. It still wasn't what I ordered, so I sent it back. So the next time they brought me a pizza, I decided it was wrong. I'm going to take it back myself. And I'm raising the sand, and I'm, you know, getting all passionate about it and everything. So I told the kids, I said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of messing up my pizza. I'm going to go up here and show my color. I'm sick of these folks messing with me. Keisha and Brian got all excited. Ooh, I want to see this. They jumped in the car with me, and we rolled up that to the Pizza Hut, and I got up there. Y'all know how I am. I got all meek and humble. Hi, my pizza wasn't right. So they came home and teased me. Mama thought she was going to show her color. She got up there all professional and everything, didn't do nothing. I thought about that yesterday when I got so passionate about my son. I'm just mad at him. He done joined my church, and then he don't want to come. And every week I got to answer to the pastor, where your son? Where your son? I got so passionate about it. I'm going to tell Mama what all I'm going to tell him and what all I'm going to tell that girlfriend to keep him from going to church. And the Lord put that story in my mind for a reason about that Papa John pizza. I humbled myself, and I ended up going just over there, and I did not harp on it. I took him out to dinner, and we just had a beautiful time. But it was just so funny, though. It just tickled me to death. I said, now that's showing God's humor.
Praise God. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing all that with us, and for praise report and a testimony. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. I didn't hear Brother Daniel say he's going to be a listener tonight, so I have to go back to him. Do you have a praise report? He did. He did say he loved. Okay, I will respect that, Brother Daniel. Okay, that leads me to Brother Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I got a song I like to share, a little bit of it. He got the whole world in his hands. 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 He got the little bitty babies in his hands. He got little bitty babies in his hands. He got the little bitty babies in his hands. He got the whole world. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. That takes us to assigning parts for next week. We have the thank you for sharing that beautiful song with us, Brother Hubert. It needs to be played over the airways everywhere. Amen. A lot of people forgot. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. He got the whole world in his hand. Amen. Amen. Okay. I have 2 Samuel 10. Auntie Donna, you agreeing to audio that? Or?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot, for volunteering. I also have an opening for the blessing of the prayer line. Do I have any volunteer for the opening prayer next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will cover that. I also have opening for the closing prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer next week? Okay, all right. Angela and myself will take care of that. We'll make sure to open any closing prayers taken care of for next week. Want to thank everyone that participated in helping us out this week. Auntie Dot did the audio of 2 Samuel 9, and Brother Hubert shared with us a blessing of the prayer line. And we have Auntie Betty that will be coming to us with the closing prayer. Is there anyone?
Sister Shirley.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I do apologize. I was trying to do it by memory. Sister Shirley. I know I didn't. In the closing prayer.
Yeah.
So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Awesome God, Holy One, Mighty God, our Father, thank you for blessing us to witness another Sunday evening prayer conference time. Lord, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We ask, dear Lord, that you let this holy time continue to strengthen us throughout this week and the coming days. Let this holy time empower us to study your word and apply your word to our lives. Let it empower us to tell dying men and women that Jesus loves and cares for us all. When it's our time to call and yours to answer, when it's your time to call and ours to answer, we pray that you will have mercy on our loved ones and let them know that it is well with our souls. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Lord, if it be your will, bring us to this place and time again next week. Let us be prepared to share the good news we have received from your holy word. We pray in Jesus' name that we all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that closing prayer. Well, you just coming back strong, Sister Shirley.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, well, the song that I chose is by Chandler Moore and Marianne George, and it's called, the title is To You, but the song was inspired from the book of Luke, the parable of the prodigal song. So Angela will play part of it, and she will pause, and we'll do the conclusion, and then we'll come back and play the remaining of the song. The song is, like, extra long, but, boy, does it lose your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prodigal son.
Back to you. Not just coming, but I'm running. Beneath the curtain, what my eyes have seen, past the temporary. I hear you beckoning, yeah, to fall a little deeper, yeah, further than I've ever gone. I'm breaking through the bars, yeah, I'm running to your. I'm coming back to you. 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 What's every other option? When I know the sweetest time for my soul, my flesh may be a beggar, yes it is, but my spirit knows your voice, yes it does, and I won't be satisfied, no, no, no. With temporary pleasure, I wanna taste the sinful. If I do, what I'm only going to say, I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you. the song you're singing, crying out, run, child, Father, I am returning. I'll stay where I belong. I hear the song you're singing, crying out, child, Father, I am returning. I'll stay where I belong. I hear the song you're singing, crying out,
praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Running back to you. Running back to you. Amen. Angela will play the remaining of that song. And I forgot to mention that I was dedicating that song to Brother Daniel. So please
stay on
and listen to the remaining of the song. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We pray that there was something shared that would help us throughout week. Father God, we ask that you give strength to the ones that was affected by the recent storm that passed through. We thank you and we love you. And may we all be covered in the precious blood of Jesus. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you all and good night.
Night.
Love you.
Love you.
What I love about the story of the prodigal son is that when the son made up, when the Bible says he came to his senses,
and he was ready to go back. First thing is that he was ready to go back as a slave, though he was a son. He was ready to start from the bottom and do something that he was undervalued for. And when the father brought him back, he not just brought him back as a son, but he rewarded him with a celebration as if he was there all along. The other thing is that the Bible says that as the son was going back home, that he was not the only one running and going. The Bible says that the father was not just sitting on the porch waiting for him to come and just looking at him afar off. The Bible says when the father saw him, that the father began to run for him too. And in the Jewish culture, kings don't run. Like, kings aren't supposed to be running with their long dresses and stuff. But the father broke the rules of normality because his son was in need. And the father began to run too. That's why we just say, and we just get so excited when we say, here I come running, running. Here I come running, running. Oh, yeah. Here I come running. Yeah. And I won't look back, no.
Running, 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 running
the Lord. Praise the Lord. And amen. 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 Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In stress, frustration, lacking joy. You're not just coming, but you're running.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just love this
how they usher in
the Holy Spirit. Just really, really love this group. They are just awesome.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They are really into the Lord, and I just love what they share. I really do. That's one of my favorites. But they songs are long.
Yeah, truly,
you don't mind because the spirit get the moving. You just listen to it. So I want to thank everyone for being here tonight and praising the Lord and giving him honor. Amen.
Amen.
We love you all. Have a blessed night. Have a blessed week.
Too.
We love you all.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You fit.
You got that?
We got to move.